get-go, I am in an incredible mood. Not that that matters for the show, really, I guess. But on a sports note, my Philadelphia Phillies rocked as they blew out the Rockies in their opener. We are in baseball playoffs. We'll do a little teeny sports shorts. But I will tell you, the Phillies beat the Rockies 5-1. They'll do it again in another afternoon game. Speaking of sports, every Wednesday, he checks in with us. Ticket broker, Easy Ticket, Mike Davis. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I couldn't be better, friend, unless I was in Philadelphia watching those games, let me tell you. Hey, let's talk about the NFL first, though. The NFL, now we're rolling into the fifth week. We do this thing called Nail the Score on Thursday nights. Lots of people call up and participate. We still haven't had a winner yet. So while we're talking so much politics here on this show, water cooler buzz, healthcare reform, what are we going to do? The dollar, you heard me say that. Our little break, I think, in the action is to watch some great football. And I think we've been seeing great football so far this season. And this past week didn't disappoint, I guess, unless, like you, Cowboy fans had to be a little upset about that loss, I think, to the Broncos, because I believe they had the edge in the beginning, but they couldn't close it out.
Oh, it was a good game, but, you know, it was like the Cowboys acted like they were playing the Giants again. They fell apart in the end. I mean, they, you know, they let the Broncos go down and score that late touchdown, and then they couldn't push it into the end zone with less than a minute to go. So they ended up losing. It was a low-scoring game. It was only 17-10, but, you know, neither one really looked very good at all. They just... Yeah. Their defense, both their defenses, look pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say that it's, of course, with the Cowboys, the defense has been terrific, no question. It's Tony Romo I'd be concerned about. Now, the Vikings in a huge matchup in Minnesota couldn't be bigger for the sports fans up there. Brett Favre beating his old team, the Green Bay Packers. Blowout ratings, Mike. Lots of people were watching this game, and that Monday night proved to be a real thriller, too.
Yeah, they, you know, Favre, he ended up, well, you know, he did his part, but, you know, it was a full team effort in beating Green Bay 30-23. And it was a really, really good game. You know, the Vikings are 4-0 right now, along with the Giants. They're 4-0. I don't really think either one's really been tested as of yet. But, you know, there's New Orleans, they're still unbeaten. And, you know, it's still early in the season and anything can happen. I mean, but, we've got some contenders right now. Over in the, AFC, there's, the Denver Broncos, they're unbeaten right now after they, shellacked the Cowboys and the Patriots. Well, the big game this week, I think, are going to be the Broncos and the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good game, too. Speaking of good games, we've seen some great games, I think, in college football as well. I know I have a lot of friends that are Alabama fans. They're taking on Mississippi. Now, Mississippi's like 20 in the rankings, but that's in Oxford. That'll be a lot of fun. This is also a lot of fun. Ohio State is ninth ranked, of course, depending on what poll you look at, and that's in Columbus, Ohio. They're taking on Wisconsin. That's kind of one of those fun rivalry games. And, you know, further as you jig and jag around the order, you've got, I think, some pretty good games like Florida and LSU, and whether Tim Tebow will actually play in the game or not. We got 2 days to see what happens there, and that's in Baton Rouge. And I'd love to have a seat to that one. And, of course, your Texas Longhorns and Colorado, that could shape up to be a pretty decent game. If nothing else, you get to see the great Colt McCoy, who's a lot of fun to watch and is certainly having a good season so far. And that one's in Austin, yep. So it's home cooking for them.
Yeah, McCoy's been doing – he's been doing well so far. And he's – you know, so far Texas is unbeaten. I don't look at them having a whole lot of trouble with Colorado this year. They'll be playing in Austin. And, you know, I look at it being a romp for Texas. They're getting ready to play their arch rival OU next weekend, though. And I was looking, you know, I think that's not going to be as big a game as it could have been. OU got knocked down to number 19 this week after they lost to Miami last Saturday night. You know, Miami came out and beat them 21-20 down there in Miami. So,
yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, we should tell everybody, as I said, Mike is a ticket broker, so if you want to get some great tickets to some of the games we've been talking about, some of the college games coming up that I mentioned, or whether we're looking forward in the NFL, go to easy-ticket.com. Quickly, next week we'll talk a little bit more about hockey. It started the regular season. The puck dropped. Baseball, we're into the playoffs, and I mentioned, of course, the Phillies beating the Rockies in that first game. I was excited about that. The Dodgers going at it with the Cardinals. I know a lot of people listening to us are Cardinal fans. The Red Sox and the Angels are getting ready. I talked about the Yankees in my last show with the Angels. I think this is going to be a fun postseason in baseball.
Yeah, I'm. You know, there hadn't been any real surprises as of yet. Of course, you know, we've just done three of the first games tonight, and we're gonna and like you said, the Angels and Red Sox start tomorrow. But I look at the Angels handling Red Sox, sending them back to Boston. So what I'm looking at, a couple of weeks, we'll probably have you know, the Phillies and the Dodgers playing in the National League Championship Series, and looking for the Yankees and the Angels to be in the American League. I'm still looking for probably the Phillies and the Yankees to be in the World Series.
Yeah, I think so, too. And for me, it couldn't be better with family in both places. I think there's going to be a lot of trash talking. And, of course, we have listeners in those areas, too, and that would be a lot of fun as well. So, again, go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, we'll talk to you next week once again, Wednesday, here, same place, same time. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and you have a good evening, Kate.
You, too. And don't forget, Mike has concert tickets, too, because I know a lot of people could care less about sports.